Good morning, Tim.
Well, good morning. What an education I get while I sit online waiting for this this interview. I tell you what, it sounded like our hearing in Energy and Commerce yesterday with the big tech heads in front of us, Zuckerberg and Dorsey and Pichai. I think there were two parallel universes going on in the process too about how to rein in big tech. And still have the service, the platform that's available.
Well, what's the issue with big tech? What do you need to rein in?
Well, I'm not sure we need to rein it in. In fact, my position yesterday with them was that my concern is that they are arbitrarily reining us into much. My Democrat colleagues are frustrated that they're not censoring more of conservative thought, religious thought, anti-vax thought. I'm just naming some examples they put out there. Of course, Trumpism and all of the rest. My concern I expressed was that they were reining in those issues too much. Other than what is illegal, human trafficking, sexual exploitation, drug selling, gun running, that's already illegal. They should not be allowed to have those type of sites on the internet. But other than that, I think we ought to expect Americans to do their own due diligence. If they don't like the particular information, don't accept it. Don't even read it. If you don't want your kids online constantly, take their phones away for a while. You as parents be responsible, or grandparents be responsible, as opposed to reining in it still further. I don't mind diversity. I don't agree with it all. Mm-hmm. Certainly don't agree with it all. You know, I took a vaccine. I believe that it's good for me. There are others that have listened to science and medical authorities who take a different position than other science and medical authorities. So I think America, what has made us so unique and really what allowed us to bring about the whole internet and social media issue is because we were free to do it. So my fear is that we would do something with antitrust or with further government regulation on censoring what goes on the web that would really restrict the development and bring offshore entities that will not be controlled by us, that's for sure, and could be far worse, but could be controlled by Chinese government. And I don't think that's a good thing. So that was the issue yesterday. Do I think that there's going to be legislation to rein them in further? Absolutely. Democrats made it very clear yesterday. And so if you have an alternative position to what Democrats say is doctrinal philosophy right now, you're going to be in a problem. And that will be our battle. But
aren't the real bad actors though are on the dark web?
They are on the dark web, but in turn, we don't have to go to the dark web. Just like we don't have to go to your radio station. The people that go there because they appreciate the programming, they appreciate the perspective. In your case, they appreciate the fact that it's a diverse show that you have on, and they get lots of sides. They get lots of information as well.
Sure.
People have those choices. And so I would say the better thing for freedom is to offer more freedom and more choice and more personal responsibility, as opposed to censoring that by some government edict or regulation. Sure, that brings in some dangers, that people will be given false information or will be direct lies. But unless it violates our laws in the country, specific laws relative, as I said, to human trafficking or sedition, you know, those type of things, there are laws against that. And we can police those things. But to just simply say it doesn't meet my particular perception of what reality is or what truth is, as I asked the three of them my last question, do you feel that you should be the arbiters of truth? And they all said no. And I agree with them on that. But I think they are, to some degree, being arbiters of truth in canceling and taking certain sites down that just don't go with the more liberal progressive policy and philosophy. And that's just absolutely wrong. And I think that's why there's a concern about what takes place. I mean, you may not have liked what Donald Trump tweeted out, but I think America was willing to define for themselves whether Donald Trump was tweeting out truth or not. But to take him off, a president of the United States, that's a pretty extreme thing to do while you leave Iran leaders on. And that's what causes concern amongst us conservatives that believe in limited government, and believe in freedom, believe in choice, and believe in personal responsibility. So that's where my concern is. But the Democrats have the power in the majority right now. So I do believe, you know, when one of my former colleagues who was a Army Ranger said that forward motion always allows further opportunity to develop, I think we need forward motion as we search out the land and see what pitfalls there might be. But I think on the other side, as John James, a SEAL qualified helicopter pilot, said once, that really caught my attention. He said, you know, we were trained at West Point that when the enemy tells you what they're going to do, believe them. And so, not comparing my Democrat colleagues, who are many of my friends, to enemies, but when the other side tells you what they're going to do, they're going to do it. And I think all communications entities, including radio and TV, should be concerned if indeed the regulation of the web, the internet, social media platforms, goes to an extreme that shuts down alternative viewpoints that aren't illegal. They may be wrong, they may be caustic, they may be insensitive, they may be even un-American in the sense of that's not our style in America. But that should be left to you and me to ascertain and to either put out of our minds and not accept it, or to accept it. That's our choice. And with parents, we ought to be concerned about our kids enough to say, I'm your parent. I know you like YouTube videos, but you will watch one. It's the one that I will determine. And then we'll decide where you go from there. It's not rolling them over one after another and expecting the internet platform to stop all of that.
So you are going to school today. What's happening?
Today is a day to see what's happening in our higher education institutions. We're hitting two quick succession here. I'm at Adrian College right now, be meeting with the president. It's been doing some amazing things, including with Google. Interesting relationship that they have had for 3 years now together, developing an amazing, amazing educational network system that I think could really change the complexion of higher education to the good. Then I'll be going to Siena Heights University. So I go from a Methodist school to a Catholic school, and both longtime schools who have a storied history, but have had to adjust themselves to the modern situation, and now with COVID, to see what's happening. Both have remained pretty much open during most of this past year, and have had success in doing that. We met with a lot of community colleges in the immediate past weeks, and now it's on to our liberal arts schools and seeing what's going on there.
Interesting. Rutgers is demanding that students get the vaccination before any in-person learning. That may catch on in some schools, Tim?
It could. It well could do that. I don't know if I agree with them on that, but that's their choice. Mm-hmm. And if you choose to go to Rutgers, I guess you'll have to decide. I'm going to get the vaccination. If you choose that that's a deal breaker, then there are other schools that you could go to that won't be mandating that. So I think that's the choice aspect again that goes on, and I always think that mandates, especially coming from the government, and Rutgers isn't the government; it's a private entity as well. Mm-hmm. But I think they can do what they want and suffer the consequences or the glory. But I'm very concerned if government mandates things like that. We're free citizens, and we can, with good education, make good choices, too. And if not, we'll suffer the consequences for it.
Looks like most of the schools here, the higher ed is getting back to in-person.
Yeah, and I think gradually we're seeing the K-12 schools, starting out with the private schools. Most of them have been back and functioning pretty much full-time in class. But I have toured a number of public schools in my district who have done pretty much that as well now for a significant period of time and are having good results from it. And the teachers I've talked with are just thrilled. And, you know, one said, "I just needed a kid fix." Good teachers.
Well, things were going well until this week. We have several that are shut back down, including Jackson High.
Yeah, and that's a choice they make. Addison over here in Lenawee County did the same thing. They'll be shut down until next week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a very short shutdown, but they saw what was happening. They said the best thing for us to do is to step back a bit, but their plan is move forward. And I think that's good. That's what we will be doing. But those are decisions I think our local districts can make. That's why I believe that we ought to be strongly encouraging schools to open up again. Students in a classroom, now the CDC says they can be 3 feet apart, and that don't need to be 6 feet apart. And relatively speaking, schools have not been surge areas. Any step backs have been simply to make sure that doesn't become a surge area, and I think that's appropriate. But kids have missed a lot. They have missed a lot. Teachers have missed a lot for this last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of it they shouldn't have missed, but for the fact that there were certain governmental entities and leaders that that shut things down. So time will tell how we evaluate it in the years ahead.
Well, if you bump into that Treasury Secretary, we need some cash for that infield at Jackson College.
Well, she seems to be willing to print it hand over fist. Who knows, we could have a squeeze plan for the infield there. But when you're talking in trillions of dollars like it's nothing now, a bill passed in the House and the Senate for $2 trillion. The president's talking another $3 trillion for infrastructure and then another $10 trillion, $1 trillion additional per year for 10 years. For environmental issues, I worry about my grandkids and what they're going to have to pay for.
Well, you're worried about the environment too, aren't you?
We've done a great job. You just look at Michigan. Just look at the Great Lakes. What we've done, it's been amazing. And that's why I say let's move fast and slowly. Don't just do things because a progressive thinks we ought to do it this way. I like America's living standards, its lifestyle, and its opportunity too much to fritter away by doing things that really don't have much impact, if any at all, positively, can have huge negative impact.
Tim, thanks for the visit. Say hi to everybody at Adrian College.
And you have a great day out of Williams Lake and a good weekend.
Take care. Area Congressman Tim Walberg.